Today's Zamar for Chazara is Ma'ikatu Chav Chesem and Aleph. We're holding on the bottom line of Chav Zayin and Mabez. So we mentioned in the Mishnah of Elishal Nashim La'idlam Ibn HaKavit that we never put the mita of a lady in the street to give us fadim, al covered for the Isha. Samar Nahar Dai Loishanu Ella Chaya. That's only if she died during childbirth. That's when there's an idea to protect her covered, because it's very likely that she still has dam which is coming out, so protect her covered, we don't put her down in the street. Aval Shar Nashim Anichim and other women who didn't die during childbirth, so we leave her in the street. Rabbi Lazar Amar Afilu Shar Nashim, they know even other women, even if they didn't die during childbirth, but they might be Anida, Azava, there still might be dam coming out, and therefore we never put the body of a lady in the street. The Pasuk says, V'tamasha Miriam V'tikaver Sham, it says that Miriam died and she was buried. Samach L'misa Kvura, you see right after she died, she was buried, even though she didn't die during childbirth. Still, they made sure to do the Kvura right away without leaving her Mita in the street. Now that we spoke about the Misa of Miriam, the Gemara goes on a little bit of a tangent. Vamra Belazar, that Af Miriam b'Neshika Mesa, that Miriam, her death was through Neshika, through a kiss from Hashem Kaviyachal. We darshan that from Asya Sham Sham Yimaisha, because by Maisha Rabbeinu the Pasuk says, V'yama Sham Maisha, there it says it was Al Pi Hashem, it was through Neshika. So we darshan from there that also Misa's Miriam was with Neshika. So why doesn't the Torah say it Lahedya by Miriam that she died Al Pi Hashem? B'Neisha Ganaya Davar Lamrei. Because there's a certain gnai in associating a neshika from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to a woman. And says the Gemara, Amar v'ami l'manismecha parashas Miriam l'parashas paraduma. Why in the Torah do we find the parasha Miriam next to the parasha paraduma? L'aymercha to teach you ma paraduma mechaperes af misasa shal tzadikim mechaperes. And just like paraduma is mechaper, so to the misa of tzadikim is mechaper. And Amar v'lazer l'manismecha misas Aaron l'bigdei kahuna. Similar thing. Why is the death of Aaron placed next to the parasha of the bigdei kahuna? To tell us ma bigdei kahuna mechaper af misasa shal tzadikim mechaperes. And also, so just like the big day kahuna or mechaper, so too is the misa of tzaddika. And Tanu Rabbanan meis pitoim, if a person dies very suddenly, so zui misa chatufa, that's a very grabbed misa, it's very quick. He didn't have time to even prepare himself. Chol yoim echadu meis zui misa dechufa, if he's sick for a day and then he dies, it's also very quick. It's not as quick as chatufa, but it's called dechufa. Rav Chanani ben Gamliel oimer, then no, if a person dies after being sick for a day, so zui misas magefa. It's not called misa dechufa, it's called misas magefa, shenemer, like we find by Yechezkel. The pasuk says, ben adam inini loikeach mimcha es machmar einecha the magefa. Hashem tells Yechezkel, I'm going to take away your wife in the magefa. Ekstiv, and it says that when Yechezkel sent over the nevuah, it says, v'adabro l'abba baiker, I spoke to him in the morning, v'tamas ishti barev, and she died at night. So you see, she was sick for one day, and then she died, and that's called misas magefa. Now continues the Braisa that Shnei Yamim Umeis, if a person sick for 2 days and he dies, Zui Misas Dechuya, also quick, Shleisha Gaara, 3 is called a like a Kaviyachal Kadosh Baruch Hu is screaming at him, Arba is Nazifa, Chamisha, once he's sick for 5 days, he has 5 days to prepare, so Zui Misas Kol Adam, that's a pretty standard Misa, he has time to prepare himself and his family. And Amar Rav Chanan, my crop, where do we see from the pasuk from the Torah that this is a normal misa? Because the pasuk says in karvu yamech olamos that your days are coming close to dying. So hein is chad karvu is trei yamecha is trei for a total of chamisha. Now how do we know that hein is one? Hein is chad shekein belashin yevani kairin la'achas hein. It's a Greek word for one, so that's how we know it refers to one. In total we have 5 days. That's considered a normal misa. Meis b'chamishim shana says the Brisa, if a person dies at 50 years old, zuhi misas kares. That's considered misas kares. Chamishim u'shtayim shana zuhi misas shel Shmuel HaRamasi. 52 years is a good age. That's when Shmuel and Avi died. Shishim zuhi misa bidei shamayim. 60 years. That's considered a normal life. That's misa bidei shamayim. Means that's considered a very normal average life. And Amar Merzutra Maikra. How do we know that 60 is normal? As the pasuk says, Tavoy bekelach ilai kever. And bekelach is begematria shisin havu. He'll come to the kever. Bekelach means at 60. Shivim, if a person lives to 70, so that's considered seva, that's considered he merited old age. And Shemayim Gevura is 80, that's a simon that he's a Gibur, and he was able to make it to 80. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Yimei Shnaitenu Behem Shivim Shana, life is 70 years, Vimei Gevura is Shemayim Shana. And if a person's a Gibur, he can make it to 80. And Amar Rabba Mechamishim Ashishim Shana Zuhi Misas Kares. Even though the Braisa said 50, says Rabba, really it's from 50 to 60, that's all considered Misas Kares. That which the Braisa didn't speak this out, it didn't speak it out that it's really from 50 to 60, is Mishum Kvaida Shashmuel HaRamasi, is because Shmuel died during that range, and it would be a lack of covet to say that Shmuel died during an age of Kares. Now, by him, obviously, it was a Kares, but because of that, to defend his, to be careful with his covet, so the Braisa said it vague, it just said that 50 years is Kares. Says the Gemara, a story that Rabbi Yosef gave a barshita in Avadu Yamatavel or Rabbanon when he turned 60, he made a big birthday bash for all the Rabbanim. Amar, he said that Nafkinimi Kares, he's celebrating the fact that now he made it out, he's out of the woods from Kares. However, Amar Le Abaye, was the spoiler, Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, then he did the Fakli Mar Mikares to Shnei, you might have made it out of Kares of years, but Mikares to Yoyim Minafik Mar, you still might get a Kares death, meaning if a person dies Pitoim, so that's considered like a Kares of days. So you're not out of the woods from that. So Amar Le, so Rabbi Yosef said back, then the koyel chami apalgam bidach. Then at least I have half. At least I know that I escaped the woods from kares of years. Rav Huna nachnaf shepitoim. Rav Huna died suddenly. And have a kodaygi rabbanon. The rabbanon were very concerned. How could this happen to Rav Huna? How could he get kares of days? Tanul huzuga de midahayvi. A certain pair of rabbanon they taught. They said that leishadu el shalei hagi legvures. This that meis pitoim is considered like an aspect of kares. That's only if he didn't make it to 80. Avol hagi legvures. Once he made it to 80, so zuhi misas nashik. Then already it's considered Misas Neshika. And Amar Rava, Nechaye B'nei Mizoyne LeBizchus Talia Milsa, Ala B'maz Talia Milsa. When it comes to how long a person lives, children, and Parnasa, so those things are not totally on a person's chos, it's totally on Mazel. Now that the person has to daven still, as we're even going to see in the Gemara, but whatever this means, it's something that's totally on Mazel. And the Raya is the Haram of Rav Chista, they both seem to have the same chos. They were both Tarvayu Rabban and Tzadiki Havu. They were both tremendous Tzadikim. And both of them, when they would daven, it would rain. Yet still, we see that their lives took on very different courses. Rav Chista chaya tishin etartin shnin, and Rabbi chaya arboyin. Rav Chista lived to 92, and Rabbi only to 40. Be Rav Chista she's in hilule, and be Rabbi she's in tichle. Rav Chista's household made 60 chasanas amongst his children and grandchildren, and Rabbi's household made 60 levayas. Be Rav Chista smida lekalbe v'loy mitbay. Rav Chista's family, they were so wealthy, they would feed their dog bread made out of sifted flour, and even still the dog wouldn't eat it because it was so full from all the other food it ate. Yet they rabba Nahamad Sari Linchiv Le Mishtakach. Rabba's household, they didn't even have enough money for barley bread for people. So their courses of lives were very different. You see, it's not Tali and Zahusa because they were both Tzadikim. Rather, it's something which is Tali and Mazel, a person's tafkin of why they were brought down into this world. Vama Rava, Hani Tlas Mili Bayi Kameshmaya, for the following three things I davened for from Hashem, Tarti Yahavuli, and Chadullah Yahavuli, two of them were given to me, and one of them not. I davened Chuchmasi Dravuna, I daven for the Chachma of Rav Huna and the wealth of Rav Chista v'Yahavuli. Both of those two things were given to me. The one thing that was not is Isfas Nuse the Rabbi by Rav Huna lo Yahavuli. I daven to be an Anav like Rabbi by Rav Huna, and that was not given to me. Says the Gemara story that Rav Sa'irim Achu de Rava Hava. Now Rav Sa'irim was the brother of Rava, and Havi Yosef Kameh de Rava, and he was once sitting in front of Rava. As you're about to see, Rava was very sick. He was about to leave this world. And says the Gemara that Hava Chazi de Hava Kameh Amni. That Rav Sa'irim, he sees Rava that he's slipping out of consciousness. He's leaving this world. So Amar Lei, so Rava says quickly to Rav Sa'irim, he says, Leima Lei Mar Doli Tzaron, please tell the Malach HaMavis not to pain me. Amar Lei, Rav Sa'irim says back, Mar Lav Shishvinehu, aren't you close with him? Why don't you tell him? So Amar Lei, Rava says, and no, Kevin Deim Sar Mazlo Lei Shkachmi. Once my Mazlo has been weakened now that I'm leaving this world, he's not going to listen to me, so you should tell him. So Rav Sa'irim agrees, but he says, Amar Lei, he says to him on one condition, L'schazi Limar, come to me a dream after you die. Eschazi Lei comes to him a dream, Amar Lei, and Rav Sa'irim asks Rava, he asks his brother, Havali Lamar Tzara, I want to know what happened, did you have pain in the end? And Amar Lei, Rava says, Ki Rivda Dechusilta, it was like the pain of bloodletting, which is a very minor amount of pain. Rava Aviyasev Kamed Rav Nachman. Now Rava, he got this practice to make this request from Rav Nachman, as we're about to see. That Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, who was sick and about to leave this world. Chazit to come in Amnim. He sees Rav Nachman, he's slipping out of consciousness, he's about to die. And Amar Le, Rav Nachman says to Rava, now Le Malay Mar, Dalil Tzaron, please tell the Malach HaMavis not to hurt me. So Amar Le, so Rava says, Mar Lav Adam Chashavu, aren't you an Adam Chashav? You should ask the Malach HaMavis. Why would I ask the Malach HaMavis? So Amar Le, Rav Nachman explains that Man Chashav, Man Safin, in Man Rekia? You think there's anyone that's chashiv to the Malach HaMavis? Anyone that's scary? Anyone that, you know, he fulfilled his tachlis and he's so mitukan, he's so fixed that the Malach HaMavis will just listen to him? So Amar Lei, so Rava says, fine, I'll make the request, but Lischazin Limar, but come back to me in a dream after you leave this world. Lischazin Lei comes to him in a dream, and Amar Lei, and he says to him, Havali Limar Tzara, so knew what happened, did you have any pain? And Amar Lei, and Rava says, and Rav Nachman says back that Kemishcha Benisa, Benisa Michal Ava, it's like the pain of taking a hair out of milk, meaning there was no pain at all. The Malach HaMavis did not pay me. And yet still, said Rav Nachman, V'yamar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu zil b'hu alma kad haves, if HaKadosh Baruch would have told me, if you want to, you could go back into this world, loy ba'ina, I would have told him, I don't want to. D'nafish b'asuse, it was so scary to face the Malach HaMavis, even though he didn't end up paining me at all. But just that fear of having to face the Malach HaMavis was so scary, I would not want to have to do that again. I would not want to come back into this world and have to face the Malach HaMavis again. Unbelievable. Rav Lazar have a ka'achal truma, where it says a story that Rabbi Lazar was eating truma, is Chazilei, the Malach HaMavis came to him to take away his neshama, and Amar Lei, Rabbi Lazar yells at him. He says, truma ka'achilna, I'm eating truma, v'lav kaida shikri, you don't know that it's called kaidash, you can't just take away my neshama now when I'm eating truma. So chalfulei shaita, the Malach HaMavis left, and he didn't come back, he missed the moment. And then, obviously, he came back at some point, but he didn't come back in that tekufa. Rav Sheshes is chazilei b'shuka. Rav Sheshes, the Malach HaMavis, came to him in the shuk to take away his neshama. And Amar Lei, Rav Sheshes yells at him, b'shuka kebehima, you're going to take me away in the shuk like an animal. Esa l'gave besa, at least bring me, come to my house, take me away there. You don't kill me in the shuk. Rav Ashi is chazilei, the Malach HaMavis appeared to Rav Ashi, and Amar Lei, Rav Ashi said to him, itrach li tlas, and you don't even give me 30 days. V'hadri l'tamuda, I want to chazir my learning. Damisu, as they say, that Asher Misha Bolakav and Talmud Biyada, the praiseworthy is one who comes up to the next world and he has his learning in his hand, he remembers his learning. So let me do Chazara, Biyoyim Tlasanasa, on the 30th day itself, to Malach HaMavis, he comes to Rav Ashi's door, and Amar Lei, Rav Ashi yells at him, Mai Kulei Hai, why are you coming so quickly? I told you, give me 30 days, come after 30 days are over, not on the 30th day. To Malach HaMavis explains, I know I couldn't, because Kadachku Ragli de Barnasan, the feet of Barnasan are forcing me. Barnasan is Rafuna, Rafuna Barnasan, it's Rafuna's turn to become the Nasi. Vein Malchus Negas Bechaverta Filu Kumoinima. And one Malchus cannot overlap with another, even a hair's breadth, and therefore it's time for you to go. You are the Nasi, it's time for you to go, so that Rava, so that Rafuna Barnasan could be the Nasi. Rav Chista, Lehava Yachule, Lehava Shasik, Pume Migirsa. Rav Chista, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get to him because he wouldn't stop learning. Salak Yasib Arzan the Beirav, the Malach HaMavis went up some sort of cedar tree, and Paka Arzav, the branch cracked off, Ushasik, and because of that, Rav Chista was startled, he stopped learning for a moment, Vyachule, and the Malach HaMavis was able to take away his neshama. Rav Chia lehav a matzah lemikra v'lei. Also, Rav Chia, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get to him. Yoyim echad, one day, idmi lekanya. The Malach HaMavis comes to his door and he disguises himself as a poor man. Asa tarif ababa, he knocks on the door. Amar Lei, he says, apikle rifta, bring me some bread. Apikule, they bring him bread. And Amar Lei, the Malach HaMavis says, v'lav kamarachim ra'anya, I see you have mercy on a poor man. Ahu gavra amayle kamarachim ra'anya, why don't you have mercy on me, on the Malach HaMavis? Galilei, he revealed himself that he's the Malach HaMavis. Achavile, shaita denura, he showed him a fiery rod. I guess that was a riot that he was the Malach HaMavis. And Amsalei Nafshe, and like that, Rav Chia gave up his neshama to the Malach HaMavis.